The title of my preach this morning is The Persistent Widow. The Persistent Widow. And we've had beautiful and encouraging preaches this last few weeks. And the heart behind everything we say from here on a Sunday, the heart behind all of that is always to encourage each one here to seek and to know God. That's the point, right? Over the last few weeks, we had Stu, who preached an amazing word on how God is calling us to dine with Him at His table, that He made a way for us through His love and His grace. And then Brian preached a week after that, that we should move from the what to the why, how we should move from ticking a box to Jesus calling each one of us deeper, and He wants our hearts. And then Dimitri preached a great word on how God loves us at our lowest point, but He loves us so much that He doesn't leave us there. And I really want to encourage us that when someone preaches on a Sunday, to really go and pray about it and think about it. You know, life is so busy, we tend to come to church, hopefully have a good time, and then go home, and then we don't think about the preach again. But I really want to encourage us to really think about the stuff that's being said on a Sunday. And then last week, Saturday, we had our Hub Connect, and Mike Dauphay preached on the new covenant out of 2 Corinthians 3, which was a beautiful word, how God takes us from glory to glory, and how His Spirit changes us, and the veil is removed. So my encouragement is, don't allow the busyness of life to rob us from allowing the Holy Spirit to really come and speak to us through the words. Take time in the week to think about it, to pray about it, to go read the scriptures, so that God can teach us stuff and can shape us. Okay, so everyone happy with that? Thanks, Colin. I'm going to need more than Colin, guys. No, you are... Sure, I'm getting in trouble. Okay. So, this morning I want to continue in that thread that God wants us to seek Him with all our hearts. And He wants intimacy with each and every one of us. And it doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter your church history. If you are saved and you follow Jesus, your inheritance is intimacy with God. And do we believe this? So, like I said, I'm preaching on the persistent widow, and we're going to read a story out of the book of Luke. But before we read the story, I'm going to be honest, I did ask ChatGPT for this, for some questions, just to help us relate to the story. I didn't ask ChatGPT for the preach, just for the questions. I just want to make that clear. That did not land as well as I thought. Anyway. So, first question. Who is the most persistent person you know? And you're not allowed to point at your spouse. Who else? Most persistent person you know. Just think about that. Have you ever ignored a phone call only for the person to call again and again and again and again, and eventually you answer because you're just like, I need to just tell this guy not to phone me. Eh? Anyone experienced that before? Thanks, Steve. You're the only one. If you have children, you probably understand this better than anyone. The persistence of children is beautiful, I think. Can we call it beautiful, parents? Has anyone ever asked you for something so many times, except your children, I'm not talking about your children or your spouse, that you finally said yes, not because you changed your mind, but because you just wanted some peace and quiet? Has that happened to anyone before? I'll be honest. Who has ever bought something they didn't need because a salesperson simply refused to give up? Be honest. Thank you. And then just from your side, what is the longest you've ever waited on hold before you decided enough is enough? Eh? 2 hours. Jeepers. You persistent, Corin. That's amazing. 2 hours is exceptional. And then if you have kids, they're experts, right? If you go on holiday or you're out somewhere and your oldest, she's not here so I can name and shame, asks you for ice cream and you say no, or you say maybe later, that's the worst. Say yes or say no. Don't say maybe later, because maybe later for kids is 2 minutes later or 5 minutes later. And that's often happened to me. And then they keep on asking, they keep on asking. And then 20 minutes later, you're talking about flavors, how many scoops they can get, where you're going to buy it. Hey, parents, anyone like that? Or is it just me? Thanks, Brian. And the story that we're going to read this morning is out of Luke 18. And our kids, you know, they haven't read it yet, but they're sure living it. And Jesus tells a story about someone being just as persistent as our children and salespeople. And the heart behind the story is not to teach us to wear God down, like our children do, but to show us that real faith keeps praying because we trust God's character. And that is important from the get-go. As we read the story, that's the foundation. Is when you read the story, the point is not that we wear God down, where God goes, oh, okay, fine, I'll do it because, you know, I have to. But actually that we keep on asking and praying because we trust His character, that He's a good, loving Father. That's the difference. So we're going to read Luke 18, verse 1 to 8. I love the New Living Translation. One day, Jesus told His disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city. He said, there was a judge in a certain city who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or I don't care about people. Now, this is not a nice guy. But this woman is driving me crazy. Yo, I almost said something naughty, huh? I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to His chosen people who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will He find on earth who have faith? Which is where we're going to land. So the first point that I want to say to us this morning as encouragement is Jesus is calling us not to give up. The ESV translation says, lose heart, not to lose heart. And I want to say that we are continually reminded in the Bible to be people who endure, to be people who pass the tests, and to keep having faith in God and not give up or not lose heart. That is what He's calling us to do. And the question I have is, where are you not enduring at the moment in your life? Or where have you lost heart that things are never going to change, that you keep on asking God, but no breakthrough is coming or no changes is coming and you're losing heart? Because that's not what the Lord has for us. We must have heart, we must endure, we must not lose heart and never give up. Be encouraged to have faith. God calls us to have faith in Him, to keep on trusting Him. As I said at the start, we're not wearing God down, but we trust in His character that He's a good Father. The second point that I want to say is, or that I want us to do is, let's have a look at the judge for a moment. This was not a nice man, eh? He was unjust, he didn't care about people, and he did not fear the Lord, which basically means he did whatever he wanted. And the question I have is, how many of us see God that way, if we think about it? How many of us see God like as an unjust judge? A.W. Tozer said this, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Because that's going to determine how we relate to Him, how we approach Him, if we approach Him in faith and expectation, or hopefully God listens to me. Because I really believe that some of us believe God is like this judge, that He's uncaring and that He's unfair. that we can't persistently pray and ask him things because he doesn't care. And that is not the truth. We're going to read about what the Bible says about being persistent with God, who he is to us, and then in light of who he is to us, how should we respond to him? We can only respond to God in the right way if we know who he is. Right? So we're going to read 13 verses, so just bear with me. Luke, we're staying in Luke this morning. Luke 1 verse 11 to 13. And again, talking about prayer. Once Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And then we all know this very well. It's the Unser Vater. What's that in English? Our Father. Same thing. Unser Vater, our Father. Okay. And Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. And don't let us yield to temptation." But then I want to focus on the following part. Then Jesus continued, teaching them more about prayer. It's about prayer. Yeah? He used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me, the door is locked for the night, my family and I are all in bed, I can't help you." But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. That says it's a bit different, sorry. Shameless persistence, keep that in mind. So I tell you, and we know this very well, keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, this is important. God points us to something important here. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Beautiful portion of scripture. And what do we see? So it's interesting because the disciples come to Jesus and they ask him to teach them about prayer. And there's obviously a million things Jesus could have said, right? He did tell them how to pray. And then the next thing that he said, it was about what? Persistence. It could have been about anything else, but Jesus chose persistence. Why? Because he wants us to understand something here. And in fact, my translation, sorry, it wasn't the same there, but my translation, my NLT said, shameless persistence. Which is an interesting word, eh? Jesus encourages us to be so bold in our asking that it actually borders on being too much. You're actually quite irritating because you ask so much. Who's experienced that before where someone's quite irritating because they just keep on asking the same thing? Only me. Ice cream situation, yeah. Who of us will bother someone in the middle of the night for a loaf of bread? As I was reading that this week, I'm just like, a loaf of bread? Eh? Maybe it's sourdough bread, but still. Maybe, you know, if you are in an emergency in the middle of the night, you'll phone someone, right? Or if you're traveling somewhere and your car breaks down, you'll phone someone. Then you'll feel guilty for asking, but you're in an emergency and you need help. But this is different. This is for a loaf of bread. Surely that person could have just kind of stayed hungry till the next morning. You know, a loaf of bread. But this guy was persistent in just borrowing this person for a loaf of bread. It wasn't an emergency. He wasn't going to die. And I feel sometimes we are the same with God. We feel a bit guilty to ask God things that we really, really need, but we will never ask Him for things we want because He doesn't really care. He's an uncaring, unfair judge. But actually, God calls us to have shameless persistence, to be so bold in asking Him for things that it's actually too much. And then as we continue with that, you know, Jesus paints a beautiful picture for us about God here. And He ends with, you fathers. Firstly, he says, keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on searching. It's not a once-off. It's not like I've asked once and now we must keep on pursuing God. Keep on praying. Keep on persisting. Keep on asking for a loaf of bread, even if it's not that serious. And then it says, Jesus says, none of our fathers will give our children a snake or a scorpion. How much more will our Father in heaven give us good gifts? Now, it's interesting. In Luke, it says the Holy Spirit. God will give us the Holy Spirit. But in Matthew, in the same parable in Matthew, Matthew says good gifts. And some people might go, what's the difference? But that isn't a mistake. It's not like they made a mistake. Because in the Holy Spirit, God gives us good gifts. So if you're anxious, the Holy Spirit is your peace. If you need provision, the Holy Spirit is your provider. If you need finances, or not finances, healing, the Holy Spirit is your healer. We must keep on asking God for the Holy Spirit and for His good gifts, because in the Holy Spirit, God gives us good gifts. Peace versus anxiety, faith versus fear, comfort versus trouble. And I want to ask, if we read the scripture, does God sound like an unfair, uncaring, unloving judge when you read this? Or does He sound like a loving Father? So I want to say, let's be bold and persistent before God in prayer. Let's not believe the lies the enemy tells us about our Father, that He's uncaring, that we can ask Him the bare minimum. We can ask Him just what we need, and hopefully He provides it, because I really need that, but we can't ask Him for anything else, because that's way too much. But actually, we are called to be bold, because He's a Father who loves us. He's not an uncaring, unfair judge. Yesterday, I want to tell a quick story. Yesterday, I had quite a busy day, and it was late afternoon, and I was lying on my couch. I was very tired, and the kids were, I think they were watching TV. I hope that's right, that my kids watch TV. A little bit. Only 3 or 4 hours. I'm joking. And my wife was doing something else, and I was lying on the couch. I was actually watching a bit of rugby. And all of a sudden, I just felt God's presence. All of a sudden, I wasn't praying. I wasn't being super spiritual. I was quite tired. It was not like I was reading the Bible at that stage. I was just lying on the couch. Almost like, hopefully, I was like, oh, Lord, my kid's just leaving for 20 minutes. I just want to doze off. And then I felt God's presence come. And it was incredible. Muted the TV, took my phone, just put on a worship song. And right there, I was just enjoying time with God. I was praying. I was asking Him for things. I felt His presence. And it was like in 20 minutes. And then I carried on with my life. And my point is that God is a good Father. He wants to bless us with His presence. He wants, you know, the Bible says in James, draw near to God and He will draw near to you, right? Which is true, we must. But how beautiful is it when He draws near to us first? And in response, we can draw near to Him. And that's what He wants for each one of us. For each one of us. So let's not believe the lies of the enemy. Because he whispers things in our hearts about God which is untrue. The enemy will tell us He's uncaring, He's unfair. The enemy will even make something good sound. The enemy will make a lie out of something good. So you'll say, yeah, you can ask God for your bare minimum. Yeah, you can ask God because you're really in a pickle, like God really needs to come through. You can ask Him, but no more than that. We can't ask Him more than that. We're actually, it's not the truth. So there are two lies I'm really trusting God will expose in our hearts this morning. The first one is this, that we believe God is like an unfair judge and not like a loving father. He's living as well. And the second one is that we believe we are nagging Him when we pray. How many of us believe that when we pray, we are actually nagging God? And do you know what's the difference between nagging and persistence? It is what we believe about the person that we're asking about. So nagging is repetitive, emotionally charged, pestering that creates friction. While persistence is a steady, respectful, and value-driven pursuit of a goal. And what is the goal? His presence, right? His, in Luke 11, keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on searching. And then Jesus says, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That is the goal, his Holy Spirit. And what we believe about God when we pray is crucial to how we pray. We can only respond to him in the right way if we see him in the right way. So really hoping this morning that the Holy Spirit will dismantle lies about what we believe about God. That God would really stir our hearts with faith, that we'll be persistent in our prayers. Not only for the bare minimum, but really coming to God as a loving Father and being persistent. So that's it.